Item eight, miscellaneous staff reports. Christina, do we have any staff reports today?
Yes, we do. So we're going into March in a couple days. So far, our March retirements, the number that we've received as of yesterday compared to that same day last year, we're about 28% lower. So we're seeing a slower March retirement this year, which could be good with us going live on a new system a little later. So we're still evaluating the workload, and we'll watch it as we go through March to see how those retirements go. We are also this week meeting with CalPERS to discuss reciprocity and how we can make that process a little smoother and quicker. So tomorrow, some of our departments will be meeting with some representatives at CalPERS on that. We are doing
a... Can I ask a question about that?
Yeah.
So CalPERS being a state agency and
Sarah being county, there's still reciprocity between the two?
There is, yes.
Okay.
Yes, and most of our reciprocity ends up occurring with CalPERS. So sometimes when we see delays in processing retirements, it's because we're waiting for information from CalPERS.
Okay.
And is that the meeting, the focus of the meeting is trying to shorten the timeline?
Yes.
And
we're going to talk about pain points and areas that we can improve or maybe different resources they have so that we can move it faster on our side. So just a meeting of getting together and trying to hash some things out to make it quicker. They have, through the years, we've been working with, her name is Renee. She's actually going to become the CEO of San Joaquin, if you've seen that press release. We've been working with Renee for a few years now, and there's been different things, like they've created a portal so that we can go in ourselves and order staff's reciprocity. So there's been some talks about using that same system portal, so retirement systems are the only ones that have access to it, to be able to get into it and then do it on the back end where we're calculating those retirements. How can we get those quicker too, using the portal possibly? So there's conversations around that, and we're trying to use Renee as much as we can before she moves on to San Joaquin.
Got it.
And then we have also been looking at our member newsletter and possibly doing a refresh. We haven't kind of done a refresh of some of the topics on it, and maybe doing some outreach to members on topics they would like to see in the newsletters. So you'll see more coming around that. And then we have done throughout the office with staff a leap year scavenger hunt activity that staff have been participating in over the last week and a half to learn more about CICERA and create some closer teams within our group. And that will end tomorrow. So luckily you didn't see them today at 10 o'clock go scrambling around the office trying to find stuff, but so that's been going well. And then I look forward to seeing some of you at the CalPERS General Assembly next week.
Excellent. Thank you, Christina. Outside professionals reports. We already heard from Mr. Waylon Veras today, so I guess you're covered. All right. Trustee comments. Any trustee comments today? Oh, I'm sorry, David.
Hey. So I attended the NERS conference, which is National Institute of Retirement Security in D.C. yesterday. And a brief report. Americans are increasingly in agreement that the nation faces a retirement crisis. It's getting harder to retire for a lot of folks with a decreased sense of retirement confidence. Inflation is a major factor in this. So part of this is the overall feeling from the populace that further security in retirement needs to improve. I also attended the SIT conference with Tim and Mitch. That was a outstanding conference, and I have a few notes in the spirit of John on that. Major topics, one was semiconductors, The field is very complex and diverse. It should be a $1 trillion market by the end of the decade. The supply chain is very complex and deep, and R&D is very intense and expensive. The cost of a new manufacturing facility is about $20 billion. U.S. dominates in design of chips, but Asia dominates in manufacturing, especially Taiwan. India has an increasing presence, and we'll see how that goes going forward. The risk to the semiconductor industry is that there's geopolitical frictions. It's highly geographic, and there are talent constraints getting people to work in the industry and with the ability to do so. And there's a stagnation in funding of basic research. So with AI, there's the push, whether or not we're able to meet the demand because of those factors, we'll see. It might temper the AI push forward. On nuclear energy, this is gaining popularity with improved safety. It's felt to be cost effective after it's after the plant has been going for a bit, and it's also felt to be very resilient. With respect to electronic vehicles, this continues to grow, and demand for lithium, nickel, and graphite could be 40 times more in 2035 than it was in 2020. So there's been a slowdown in the market now, but it's still projected to grow quite a bit. It's not anticipated that EVs will completely replace gas engines or vehicles, but the thought is probably get to about 80%. On Russia and Ukraine, Ukraine has resilience, entrepreneurship, and still has a positive GDP despite the war. And it has succeeded more than expected. And although Europe provides 50% more aid than the U.S., if no U.S. aid happens through the political issues we've been facing, it's felt that the Ukraine can't survive. Another topic was air mobility. This is electric planes for short trips that take off and land vertically. This is a significant ramp up over the next 15 years, so something to keep an eye on. And there's already been heavy investment from airlines. The issues are building vertiports, concerns for safety, and electricity infrastructure, how you get those charged up in a very quick period of time. Cellular agriculture was another topic, and we are going to need to feed another 2 billion more people soon. And that's in the context of having 70% less farmland than we did in 1935. So we're going to have to rely more and more on lab-grown food. The issues with that arena are trying to reduce costs to make it cost-effective, scaling up production, which is a challenge, making sure that we maintain quality, taste, and texture, making it appealing for consumers. And then there's also the thought of those who are anti-GMO, so the GMO versus non-GMO debate. With respect to AI, it's felt that change will be fast and dramatic and that it will increase productivity. Concerns are that there's a fear of loss of human agency in the work that's performed. So there's also some social anxiety about it, and of course the politics that have played into it. Another topic was the GLP-1 agonist situation, where Ozempic is an example, but for weight loss and diabetes treatment. It's projected that sales of GLP-1 agonists will be 140 to 200 billion in annual sales by 2030. And I'm not sure if that's the overall market or just Ozempic alone. And with the medical treatments that we have, we are getting closer and closer to the results that we've experienced with bariatric surgery. So if folks have an alternative to that, to take the medication without going through surgery, it's part of the mass appeal. And they're working on oral tablets. So currently it's injectable, and it might make it a lot easier for folks to take the medication, bring down the cost of the medication, and increase the number of folks who would actually do it. And then finally, there was a talk on India, which is the most populous country and the largest democracy. It's also stated to be the fastest growing economy. I think the latest number is 6.9%. And is now the third largest economy with a 500 million person labor force. So going forward, India is looking promising. So there we go. I don't know if you had anything to add, Tim. All right.
Can't wait for that lab-grown food. Got to tell you.
Well, they're working on the texture part of it,
and
they're actually they've actually developed mills to weave edible fabric.
Wow!
And then they put So
what kind of wine?
We'll see.
Yeah. A nice Chardonnay.
Yeah.
So just buy a 3D printer and print your own steak. Right?
Wow.
Yes, the print a steak if you like. Yeah. Press a button, prints out a steak.
So I've heard some recent, it's more than anecdotal, I heard some reports on NPR and otherwise about lab-grown chicken, and it hasn't quite caught on, although, you know, we've gone beyond the Impossible Burger and all that weirdness, but the lab-grown chicken, you know, it's kind of the same, but it's different. Tastes like chicken, but it's one of those things where you know it's just different, right? And so that it's they've had challenges, you know, in marketing that and having it, you know, public, you know, any kind of grand public acceptance. So,
well,
getting them to cluck.
Yeah, they don't do cluck. There's no feathers, which is good.
The big challenge is, how do we produce enough food for our current global population and the expansion that's coming? And if we don't have the farmland, if we've actually had a 70% reduction in farmland and pasture land and all that stuff, and if cattle impacts greenhouse gases and all, it's like, what do we do? And so if they can actually get cellular agriculture to be cheaper than the other way of producing food, and it costs folks less, that'll probably be a fair driver in moving people over into that space.
But I think the answer is soiling and burning.
Yeah, it's going to be a long pull, is my two bits.
Yeah.
Don't bet the ranch on this one. Yeah, it's going to be a while. Any other thoughts or comments? Trustee comments?
I read an article this morning. You should cancel your order for an Apple
Mobile.
Yes, so I heard. Yes. They finally realized it's not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
Not what they do.
I did want to note that I think we glossed over in the investment report, but it looks like we beat the discount rate this past year, which is always, I think, a noteworthy item. So congratulations there.
Yes.
Thank God for December.
Well said. It's better than actuarial losses, right? All right. Any other comments? Seeing none, with that, we stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.